Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
let's rock.
Machines, cop I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down and down and I catch me.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yo, what up, what up? True West Radio, man. We on, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all online, give us a call. 323-642-1597. But before I get started, you know what I mean? It's always be a wild time for me because, you know, today is my father's birthday, you know, and he rest in peace. So I always be feeling some wild kind of way on this day, you know what I mean? I'm always festive and I always want to celebrate my pop's life. He was a jazz musician. You know, he played jazz. My mom, she played piano. So, you know, between both of them, that's how I got my talent. You know, my mom didn't care that I was doing rap and R&B, but my father couldn't stand that shit. Like, you always making that damn rap music. I done taught you how to play all these instruments and all that stuff. And these are the things that I think about September 29th every year, you know. So I just want to say rest in peace to my father, Willie Burnett. I miss you, dude. Yeah. Let's get it in. Ha ha. All right, hold on. I'm trying to get all my feelings loose. True West Radio, hold on. Let's see. Man, I know we got DJ Hev Love up in the building.
Willow!
Yeah, you here somewhere?
Yeah, man. Happy birthday, Heavenly Celebration. You know,
oh yeah, man. It's all good, man. You know, I do the same thing every year. Hell, you know, ever since we had True West Radio, we actually got the woman of the hour. Her name is Sexy Lexi.
What's up?
Welcome to True West Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's all good like firewood. Wait a minute. 903. I think I know that number. Who this? True West Radio.
Hello.
Is it me you looking for? What the hell? Where you been? Now you just want to show up.
Man, save. I've been at the bottom, but I'm trying to get back up, man.
Man,
I miss y'all. What's happening?
Wait a minute, hold on. I got the homegirl on here too. Sweepy on the line. Yeah, Sweepy on the line.
Hey. How you doing?
Y'all
so damn funny. I want to introduce y'all to Sexy Lexi. You know, we got her on the show tonight. You know, we're about to
what's
jump
up?
Into a summer song. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, all these beautiful women. I don't know what I'm gonna do tonight.
You know what I'm saying? We got the whole damn thing filled up with women tonight. It's only me and you.
Let's get it.
So, Sexy Lexi, where you from, man? Where you from?
Denver, Colorado. Born and raised.
Colorado?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God! I was up there and it was like I damn near froze into a statue.
Oh my God! It's not that bad.
Oh yeah.
It's that bad if you're from sunny California.
Why do people say that from Denver, Colorado? It's not that bad.
Yeah, they used to walking in the store all day type of stuff. And, you know.
Yeah, you know you're from Colorado when you can go to the club in the snow and still wear a dress or a skirt, okay?
Okay.
Hey, look, you know, that's one thing I can't never understand about women. Your name is Sexy Lexi, so I think that you probably would go to the club in the snow in a dress.
I've done it, yes.
You know what I mean? But look, though. Man, I was out there in Denver. I went on tour one time, right, with Candyman. I was on tour with Candyman. And I went. When I got off the tour bus, I ran right back on the tour bus.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
it's
like,
not,
dude, though.
It's not bad.
Hey, but Fred,
you gotta come here.
Your idea is not as worse as mine. I got caught in Denver, Colorado with shorts and flip flops, and it was snowing.
Oh, well, that's your bad, because I ain't going nowhere without no shoes on anyway.
I
used to work with this lady, and she said that's when they used to go eat ice cream so that it won't melt. And I can understand that, how they could do all that, because they sell the clothes for it. See, they don't even sell the right clothes for that in Texas where I'm at. Like, I have to buy men's clothes, or sometimes I have on, like, 3 jackets, and I still be cold.
Oh, my God.
But they got she got the right clothes. That dress
yeah.
made
I don't,
the right
I don't get it. I don't get it. Let me see. 661, is this you, 99?
What's going on?
Oh, what up, 99?
You, what's going on, King Scratch?
Oh, now we even got more women on here. Hell yeah,
hey,
me and El Love got it cracking tonight.
Hi, ladies.
Hey,
hey. Hey, ladies. Hey. Wait, who all on here?
Okay. Wait, hold on, hold on. Let me let JoJo in. So now we got at least another man's on here. JoJo Loco, too well.
JoJo is welcome.
All right. Everybody give y'all names out. Shit, I'm tired of sitting up here. I got to talk for all y'all. Man, the ladies in the house.
We got
Sexy
guess,
Lexi.
Right?
Sexy
yep.
Lexi is the guest.
We have 99.
Okay.
Oh, now nobody can talk. What's going on?
Well, I know.
We got Agent 99.
Don't get shy, man.
So, he opened up the show with them bangers from Agent 99, man. So that was Mad Love right there.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I played all them old songs because I wanted to hear my scratching more than anything.
And that's what I was about.
So how long you been rapping? I gotta put my background music back on y'all trip.
I've officially been rapping for like since 2015, so like 6 years now.
Oh, 6 years? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, 99, she was the second song I played and the last song I played, that's her more current.
You play louder?
Yeah, I played Fallin'. I played I Got Style first, but I played Fallin' after that.
I sent you my new song, it's called Louder.
Uh-oh. Hey, you can't smoke weed on this show. I keep telling you.
Uh-oh. Somebody can't handle it.
I'm smoking my weed.
Oh, my God.
You can't do what?
They can't see it. It's not happening.
You got COVID? You coming on COVID?
Now you told me, like, no problem. No, you know what? Back right here. I learned. That's out of pocket, man. I'm coughing because I'm smoking my pen. The one you were scared to hit at the motherfucking show.
Look, I damn near be scared to hit anything that you got.
Okay. Okay. I got a question for Six.
All right, go ahead. You go ahead,
Em. Guess for the night. I want to ask you a question. Who are some of the people that influenced you on your career to be an MC?
What happens when you smoke the Colorado Kush?
Yeah. There's going to be way
better. But it ain't better than Cali Kush.
I mean, who are some of the people that influenced you? Did you have anyone in that area who worked with you on any of these projects that you had? What's the chemistry like?
Just like locally over here? Anybody?
Yeah, let's go locally or globally. You know, who was your influence?
My influence? P. Diddy.
I
think that
was
when I was
to
like...
Me.
Well, when I was younger, he was doing it all. I was like, I'm going to be like that one day. So he motivated me. He's got his hands.
You don't
want to
be in everybody's video.
You can be in
the
video.
I don't know why the artists are pretty good in everybody's video.
Yeah, but you could probably get away with dancing and all of them. You could probably.
Look, though, she could be. Look, it's different with women being video, but when the CEO and everybody video dancing, if you don't want nobody doing that, come to death row. Now I'm just
kidding. Let him shine. Let me do the shine.
Yeah.
Y'all too funny, man. Let the lady ask her questions. Damn.
Yeah.
She's so lovable, man. I mean, ooh-wee.
Okay, P. Diddy, that was just it. You was just like, look, I want to be the female version of P. Diddy, or was it anybody else?
Well, I mean, like, lyrically.
Who was your producer?
Kendrick
Who
Lamar?
Produced your music? What kind of production?
I had a few different producers. I worked a lot with, like, Deuce McGuire. He's, like, my go-to guy. He's, like, super dope in the studio. I am working right now with Limit and Empire Distribution. And so they've been actually helping me push a lot of my shit out, too, right now. So.
Oh, that's cool. You know you can't cuss on this show.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You can say whatever
that.
You can say whatever the hell you want to say. I'm just fucking with you.
I was so going to say, like, hell,
I'm
saying.
No, that's a goddamn lie.
I was trying to get her caught up, and y'all just fucking me up. Let me do this. Let me fuck this up. I'll get y'all the egg for real. Now
I was jealous.
Nah, that's cool. That's cool. So, you know, do you got a whole... like a whole CD out, or are you doing like EPs, singles, or what?
I did drop a mixtape. Right now I am working on singles. I just dropped a new song called Caviar Dreamin', and I just dropped my video for that, I want to say like 2 months ago. And I have another one coming up here in the next couple weeks. But I have a ton of singles that I'm going to drop, and it's going to have to be over time, you know.
I hear you. Where that crazy lady at? That crazy lady back there somewhere. Crazy lady.
Wait, crazy lady.
Don't know who crazy lady is.
What crazy lady you talking about?
You talking about too.
Nigga.
Say,
man,
let them know who you are, crazy lady.
Like, nigga, say, my nigga, you trying to shoot slugs, nigga. No, don't do that.
I'm just, you know I'm fucking with you. Crazy lady, tell them who you are.
Hey,
tell them who you
that,
are.
Baby,
because, you know, you in the
game,
too. Where
the hell is Sweepy? Where's Sweepy at? Where's Sweepy?
Sweepy back there somewhere.
I want to hear a Sweepy voice.
Hello, I can get a Sweepy.
Can you come and talk to me?
I was just talking about.
Ooh wee.
Who is that?
Ooh wee.
I'm still trying to find out who the crazy lady is. Fuck, I'm
gonna find out. Wait, hold on. Why you gotta view me as a crazy lady? God damn.
Because you was crazy. You was funny as hell.
You're fat.
Okay.
Well, if my truth is like that, then okay, I'll take that title.
And we embrace the love of it. You heard me? We embrace the love of it.
Damn.
Evil
diva. Okay, there it is. There, you got diva with the evil. All right, there.
Jojo, you forgetting it's getting close. You getting close to Halloween. You're gonna turn into a frog. We're playing.
She won't even tell you her damn name. She done went from crazy lady to evil diva.
I'm here to want to give you a scratch. Excuse me, ladies. Could I please give an introduction of yourselves, please?
Well, y'all
It sounds like we getting pumped on the show today. It sounds like we getting pumped on the show today. What's going on?
I love it. I mean, we got new guests. You know what I'm saying? We overpowered by women on the whole station today.
Real talk.
I think that it's history today.
For real.
No, we on lock because that means the women could actually try to overpower us today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they got the juice.
Shut us down like the Senate. We gonna get shut down like the Senate. Like
Yeah. They gonna take over the whole show. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play a lot of women songs.
Right on.
A lot of songs about women. That's what I'm
gonna
do. Hell
no.
Oh man.
Uh-oh.
Play a song from all the women.
No, but first, what we gonna do? If we go get in a couple of Sexy Lexi songs, so we can see where she coming from, because I didn't even get a chance to hear them.
Really?
Oh.
I didn't. Because I loaded them up, but I was trying to finish editing some of this video, so I just loaded the songs up and I didn't really get a chance to hear them, even though she sent them to me like, you know, a few days ago, but I just been going through some things. So check this out.
Well, shit.
What two songs you want me to play first?
Definitely
Caviar. You say which ones?
Caviar and Forte.
Forte. I'm glad you told me what that was, because I ain't a dumb motherfucker, but I was like, what the fuck did that say? So check this
you
out.
We get ready to get into caviar,
and then we're going to go to Forte, and then we're going to go to the last song, which is called Swerve. So you could introduce your songs if you want to.
Well, what up?
Yeah.
Sexy Lexi.
Okay.
The
first song is what?
Caviar Dreaming.
Okay, and the second song is?
The second song is Fuerte, and the last song is going to be Swerve.
All right, we're going to get into those two. We probably play a couple of more songs, and then we're going to get back, and that's going to be your grand finale on Swerve. But look, check this out. If you're online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Press 1 if you want to talk. If you don't want to press 1, shut the fuck up, and we're going to keep it rolling like it is. That's what I'm saying. Sexy Lexi. Let's get some of that caviar.
Press 2.
Hold
up. If you want to see scratch twerk.
Whoa, 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 who you can find out. Let's go. Thank you, thank you, Gabby.
Can't be all dreaming, I'ma come up like Jamal Murray with a 3-point shot. I rap like I'm poor, I gotta get my guap. I'm a hungry motherfucker, I ain't never gonna stop. It tastes so sweet when I'm ballin' on the court. I know that feeling when I'm on stage, I always want more. Coming for them record deals and them sales. Gonna flood your phones once I walk in through the door. A bitch stop losing, I ride them on my own. Only took my ass when I'm on the dance floor. And I bet I take it, but she looking like a whore. She wants that caviar, and nigga, you look poor. Throw a couple dollars and she drop them to the floor. Got that Dior, salty but sweet. I spend it and I eat it, I'm a boss. I said it and I mean it, I'll make it and I say caviar. Dreaming, what the fuck you please?
Caviar dreaming.
I spend it and I stack it to the top. Never show a hater what I got.
these haters wanna block. Can't see
y'all dreaming.
I spend it in a second to the top. Never show a hater what I got.
Can't see y'all dreaming.
We make it every day. All these haters wanna block. Don't stop.
Cause these niggas yelling my name, claim to be enemies. You see me start spraying that thing, keep the same energies. I be rolling around with the gang, you know the entities. And we be rolling around with the smoke, you know chimneys. Remember me? Run around like you was a friend of me. Boy, I can't wait for you pussy niggas to mention me. Boy, I can't wait for the police to come and sentence me. For what I do to you, they gon' send me to a century in the penitentiary. Get you murked by the dispensary, that's how it's meant to be. I don't know why you niggas sent for me, I'm where I'm supposed to be. About as high as you're supposed to be. And you high as fuck if you ain't notice me. Notably, I be on that G shit, don't start shit, won't be shit. Niggas playing offense, don't know shit about defense. Catch your body for it, I did that shit recent. Try to talk, you won't make it to the precinct.
Can't see y'all dreaming. I send it and I stack it to the top. Never show a hater what I got.
Can't see y'all dreaming.
We make it every day, all these haters wanna block.
Don't stop. Can't see y'all dreaming.
I send it and I stack it to the top. Never show a hater what I got.
Can't see y'all dreaming.
We make it every day, all these haters wanna block. Don't stop.
$1 million spent on weed, I probably did it twice. So bitches in my DM cause I posted some beats, I'm living life. Bossed up trying to double up what I got while I'm out here still pushing music on the block. You never stop, stay out of my business unless you helping facts. Shit will get messier than Kovac. I smoke wax and I'm always rolling up blunts. Get you so hot, that's what try to fight your head for lunch. I pack a press when I'm spitting, doesn't matter, written or freestyle. Texas Lexi and I beat you, no weed wow. You need to relax, no need for bumping your gums. All my people roll with hammers on to beat you like some drums. I stack funds just to make sure that I'm safe. Cause money is what I'm married to, I'm out to get the cake. I never wait, do it in a hurry up, Nick. I came to talk my shit and get this money, you should bump it.
I send it and I stack it to the top. Never show a hater what I got.
Can't be all dreaming.
We make it every day, all these haters wanna block.
Don't stop. Can't be all dreaming.
I send it and I stack it to the top. Never show a hater what I got.
Can't be all dreaming.
We make it every day, all these haters wanna block. Don't stop.
Que yo soy el que llama cuando la cosa está mala. El que lo sube y no baja, el que lo prende cuando apaga. Con el 3, 2, 1, DJ, apágale la luz. Que perreando hasta abajo cuando ella más se luce. Mira cómo le puse esto, suena fabuloso, hasta solita se introduce. Con el 3, 2, 1, DJ, apágale la luz. 1, 2, 2, 3 y hasta el 4 van que suena la alarma desde el bajo de mi auto. Este concentro en esto y la competencia mama cuando canto. Y de lejito como rey y yo lo mato, es que tu nombre no suena bien. Este cuando yo lo canto soy un Oscar de León en este género urbano. Nacido en Venezuela y resido en Colorado. Lo mejor que ustedes han visto es ascendente del estado. Con el 3, 2, 1, DJ, apágale la luz. Que perreando hasta abajo cuando ella más se luce. Ah. Mira cómo le puse esto, suena fabuloso, hasta solita se introduce.
Más fuerte en mi corazón, porque la vida me ha hecho mal. Try so hard to hold my head up high, stand up tall, pero no puedo. The shit I've been through, like I ripped out my soul. Started at the top, then I lost it all. Mama's leaning for the drugs, she abused us all. So I took off, even when they told me no. Gave up my life for luxury so I could find myself. Little did I know life can be so cold. Riches to rags, todo que cambio la mierda en oro. Put in that work, that's how I earn my mirror. It seems so normal to me, never thought I was a zero. Los homies pensaron que era un hero, but in the end they were all snakes too. It was a loser.
Oye, 3, 2, 1, neta 3, 2, 1. El que le mete flow demasiado bien duro. I've been at the bottom of the barrel with the crash. With the shooting for the stars, landed all the way to Pluto. Left the haters in the past.
Pasado.
Llámame el futuro.
Que lo que
I went hard, I went belde, rebelde. Ahora soy maduro. And you already know. Bato, mato, got a different flow. I know, I'm so, so original. It's incredible, undebatable. And esto es maestro. Está encendido, mire, llámelo bombero. It's a real deal, tipo callejero. I've been in the field, yo vine del ghetto. Y yo puedo porque siempre creo, tengo fe que puedo, you know. Soy el que llama cuando la cosa está mala. El que lo sube y no baja, el que lo prende cuando apaga. Con el 3, 2, 1, DJ, apágale la luz.
You feel it criminal.
screaming now, homie, throw it in the air. If you feeling like you hustling pimp, throw it in the air. If you trying to get some pussy player, throw it in the air. Snap your fingers like this, get money, stay rich. If you feeling independent, girl, throw it in the air. If you getting your money, mommy, throw it in the air. If you down with the get down, baby, throw it in the air. Snap your fingers like this, get money, stay rich.
On my block, movie ass J Dipper. Popo sliding up the strip, throw up your metal flippers. I don't see no use for you, I shop you with the clipper. Trash can style, man, throw you out like litter. I don't need bitches, cut teeth to spit gutter, fam. Half the shit you talking makes you all bullshitters, man. It's the C, the A, the K, the E, the M, A, K, E, arm cake making, baby. Beating like a rock star. Always keeping from my mocks, you fucking with a cock star. Different Bonnie every day, trying to fuck a block star. I'm so sharp about the knife. You was on some major style. Player, I got major style, and y'all ain't heard the half of it. The goal is to get in the dough, want a daily to take gas in it. I like the way you stack them jeans and how you pack that ass in it. Roll up that chronic, homie, sprinkle some hash in it. Cats are quick to grab it next when they got they own cash in it.
If you feeling criminal, homie, throw it in the air. If you feeling like you hustling pimp, throw it in the air. If you trying to get some pussy player, throw it in the air. Snap your fingers like this, get money, stay rich. If you feeling independent, girl, throw it in the air. If you getting your money, mommy, throw it in the air. If you down with the get down, baby, throw it in the air. Snap your fingers like this, get money, stay rich.
The root of all evil, it's the root of all good. It's the root of fine dime, prisons lipping up blood. It's the root of cats getting popped, locked in the street. People think Cali got heat, Cali got gun heat. Pull it out and bust your heat, run the streets. Man, we all just trying to eat. I get numb when I sink through the ink. I get dumb when I'm high off stinks. My lumps equal thumbs when the man hits the street. When the plan hits the street, dirt plan, baby, tuck yo. And once they off the corner, it's back to a feet thing. Blink and see green thing, I got master feet thing. Fuck a pinky ring thing, homie, this is real life, real strife. Robbing the hoods, running up real nice. If the chain feel right, make the thing feel right. Man, this paper chasing got me fucked up for life.
You feeling criminal, homie, throw it in the air. If you feeling like you hustle pimp, throw it in the air. If you trying to get some pussy player, throw it in the air. Snap your fingers like this, get money, stay rich. If you feeling independent, girl, throw it in the air. If you getting your money, mommy, throw it in the air. If you down with the get down, baby, throw it in the air. Snap your fingers like this, get money, stay rich. Stay rich.
Yeah, baby. On that cake maker shit, it's life's about juice,
life's about juice,
every day, all day, yeah, big up to my man King Scratch, it's that paper, fatty, dough, tease, I got them dirty notes in the pocket, girl, please, please, O's, halves, stacks, once you get that dirty, girl, you won't turn back, turn back,
turn back.
Motherfucker that you not, freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot.
It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTVs on your banners and shit. You don't have a song, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
West sir, this is Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet. Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet. And we back with it.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love, I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl Sweet Pea. Shut up, baby.
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that soft.
None of that.
None of
that Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet Pea with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8.
it's all love, no room for hate. Hip hop singing is our thing, it's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
West Radio, we back in the building, back in the building. What's going on, man? True West Radio, if y'all online, let's give us a call, man, 323-642-1597. The artist of the hour, we say she's lazy.
What up?
Yeah.
DJ Heavy
and Love, Sweepy. 99.
Oh, yeah.
99. 99. 99. 99.
Yo,
Loco, True West. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to hit me with all these beautiful ladies on this show.
Oh.
You don't know if they're beautiful or not. They could be all
Cut it out. Cut it out, cuz. Cut it out.
You just
got to
have a good voice that don't even...
be professional.
Hey, that's all
like,
I'm saying.
She sound good as a mug.
Right.
But hold on. Now let's go back to the caviar. You know caviar is expensive, so I can't buy caviar. I like hush puppies. You feel me?
Hush puppies. Oh, no.
I don't want no caviar. I want some red snappers.
Give me some. Sprint.
I want them to snap back. Let's just snap back. Right.
Hey, I like those songs, but look though, look that second song. What was?
Well,
in Spanish, what was that?
Oh, like... Fuerte? It's just like a life, like, where I came from to who I am now type of song. Like, what I went through to get to where I am.
Okay, I'm just saying, I mean, explain what it was in Spanish. He was talking in Spanish, so I wanted to...
Like,
the words? What was the words in English?
The whole song?
Not the whole song.
There was kind of a hook. But he's pretty much saying, like, I'm the one that you can call whenever you have, like, a problem. Come to me, like, I'll turn my light on for you. Like, my door's always open.
It was bombed. It's
like Motel 6. The light always open. Okay.
Right on.
Yeah, I don't normally do like that kind of music, but I'm trying to like switch things up and try a little bit of everything. So
it's nice.
I know, it's
all good because you know that's the I mean me personally, we had a rapper from Russia. And we had one from France. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about, but it was flowing like a mug.
Tito Skype.
I'm actually about to do a song with a French artist, so I think that's going to be pretty cool.
I think it'll be cool.
And I just hope you know what he's saying.
Yeah, I know.
And
you know,
I'm
so man, that's foul about
I'm
you. Be like,
he's sitting there talking about I'm
gonna
lay there at the end
of
the night.
Myself.
Yeah,
I'm trying to learn a few words myself so I can be like, yeah, it's just some Russian.
wasn't that me and you? We had to mess around and I think we had to go to translator. We had to do something, because the dude didn't know English.
We had the translator on the show with Hito Sky.
That was the craziest show ever. We got some dude from France. And we can't even understand
him. A word he's saying. We had a full translator on the show.
But the cool part about it is, that is anything for a woman.
Did you know what he was saying?
Yeah.
No, we had to sit up there and figure out. We had to figure out what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Because he had sent. We had to translate. We had to. It was like vice versa. We had to, he had to translate us. We had to translate him.
Yeah.
Was that the way it was?
He did music?
Yeah.
We didn't put a foot on this show, though.
So you, like, heard his music. You're like, oh, this sounds dope. Let's
Yeah, because he was getting busy. He was getting busy. This guy was gone.
I want to say the first time he came on the show, he was just listening, and he was instant messaging, and I was telling y'all what he was saying. And
Lexi, check this out. Lexi, this cat was from France, and we didn't know what the hell he was talking about. We had to, and then the whole song is like, Mosifo Wuhiko, Mosifo Wanico, Lavuka Galico.
Yeah.
And we was going, the shit was dope, though. The beat was tight.
Right.
We just didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
It banged. We banged it.
It was banging, though.
We banged it.
And then the cat from Russia, at least, the cat from Russia knew how to speak English. He was, I forgot where he's from. Where was he from, Sweepy?
Serbia.
No, not the Serbians. I got the Serbians. I know the Serbians.
Yeah, Serbians.
What are you talking about, then?
It was a dude. Or maybe, I don't know, Have Love. Was it you? The dude was from Russia. He was from, I think it was somebody. I don't know if MJ had sent them.
We had one from Ghana. We had several from Ghana.
Say people name or their song or something.
I can't remember the dude. It was a Russian dude.
Yeah.
And then remember we had the Australian people, but you know that's basically like English and shit. So it was just I'm trying to tell Lexi we just had like some international people on the show. You know, I really, like I say, the French dude, it really threw me off, but it was tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have been saying, fuck Americans, we're going to blow all y'all up. I didn't know.
We had a good run, man. That was a good run. That was a good run, man. We had.
It was.
During that time, we had artists from every continent. We had artists from every continent every week.
Yeah, that was tight. I like dealing with the internationals because we rub their back, they rub ours. So we run their stuff around here, they run our stuff around there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and that's cool. I'm gonna take wait a minute off subject before we gonna ask. Let's see a couple of more questions. Get into her last song. She can hang around if she wants to. But you know what my son did? He bought a brand new NWA album and then just gave it to me and said, sign it.
That's right.
I know that's right.
Hey,
but
that's
wait
what's
a minute.
Up.
That ain't what up, because I'm like, nigga, you try to kill me so you could get some money off of the damn NWL?
Oh, my God.
He
knows.
Say that.
That's historic, man. That's historic. I want to buy me. I want me one.
No, he
trying
he
to come up. That's smart.
Look,
he ain't gonna
that's
have
what
to
I'm talking about.
Nothing.
He look. He bought a. He went online and bought a brand new NWA cover, the old one,
right?
And then he come in this motherfucker today and say, "Here, Pop, sign this."
Josh, tell him to make a take a picture and put you on a make a T-shirt for us.
Right.
We can get a T-shirt.
I'm gonna sign my name wrong.
That's what's up.
I'm gonna sign it. He said, "Dad, he told me this months ago. He said, "Dude, I went online. I got an NWA album with it. Ain't never been open."
Wow. That's epic, man.
Dang.
And he said, "Dad, I want you to sign it. Is it some kind of practice if you could take it out?"
Yeah.
Dang, that's
dope. I'm trying to figure this nigga trying to kill me so he can get some money on my signature. But you don't want to be fucked up if he put it on eBay.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
What is he doing?
But he's
doing it to give you the money.
That's gold.
Man, that motherfucker ain't gonna give me shit.
Man, do you realize?
Well, nigga,
you
better go. Matter of fact, I'm going on eBay right now, good, and I'm gonna get me one. We're gonna go as partners on it.
I'm not signing nothing for y'all. I'm gonna sign it with my left hand. How about that?
All right. I'm going to videotape it while you doing it, so that's the finish. No grip.
No cell phone allowed in my studio, no video camera, no nothing.
Nothing.
You doing
none of that.
Nigga, I got, hold on, man. Let me, man, we got to get back to Lexi, man. We sitting up here talking too much stuff. Let me go out there and get a beer real quick. Y'all
okay.
Tripping.
Oh,
I gotta recharge.
That was last call for alcohol.
Nick, do you have any show dates coming up soon? Are you doing any performances?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to Vegas next weekend for just like a vacay, but they are having a music festival down there. So I'm probably going to get on the stage with my boy LB. LB Trashis, he was in the Caviar song, and he's also in this next song, Swerve, as well. So that's going to be my next one. I have some other things that I'm looking at getting into in the works right now, some, like, more bigger shows. So hopefully those all go through as planned, and I will have some dope ones coming up here in the next couple months as well.
Now, do you have anything coming to Texas soon?
Not yet. I'll be in Arizona in November to do a show down there. And I'm trying to travel. I'm trying to start hitting all these states up. So definitely want to hit up the East Coast, too.
If we can get a Sweet Pea and get down in that Houston area, down there. And see the performance. It is. I'm in the country. I like to show Under the Stars.
Oh, okay.
Hey, he got a cabin out there. He out there with it in a cabin.
A cabin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he in a cabin. Yeah. You know, he go feed the deers in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We do that here in Colorado.
Out
there, I think they got beefaloes. They got them beefaloes out in Colorado. One of them places out there, they got moose and all that. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah, we got moose, whoop, bears.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You trying to go somewhere and then you got to throw a sandwich to get the bear away from your car, I'm cool.
Oh, no.
Get on the sandwich, bear. By the time you throw it, he be done ate it and you still can't get to the car. Damn, I got to go make another sandwich. You want mayonnaise?
Really, though?
What's that, nigga? You fighting over this sandwich.
Oh, yeah, you heard. But that just stopped, Leslie. I mean, if you got your social media, can you just go on and throw it out there? Throw your social media, wherever they can find your music. I do it. Just give me your information.
Phone number.
Yes, my phone number. I'm on all social media platforms, Facebook, IG, Twitter, Snapchat, shit. The official Sexy Lexi, that's what it is. Sexy Lexi spelled with I's, not Y's, thank you. Music is on all platforms right now, Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, YouTube, everywhere. You search me, you'll find me. Like I said, it's Sexilexi, Sexy Lexi.
Well, I just looked in the sky. I don't see you.
We'll be looking for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where Foxy is. He just stopped.
I looked into the sky. I don't see you.
I'm going to be looking.
No, it's not
going to
work.
Yeah,
would you
got to remember, wise is high. You know what I mean?
Would you be interested in acting, doing any acting scenes or taking parts in movies or videos and stuff like that?
Mostly my videos right now. I am actually getting ready to audition for a movie coming up in November. I am trying to, get into the acting thing. There's also a horror movie that I'm about to audition for as well.
Ooh.
So fingers crossed for those.
Right.
Well, I'm writing a movie. See, if you wasn't so bored, you could be like, bam,
what
write
kind
a
movie.
Of
movie?
Yeah.
It's called 2 Weeks.
A porno?
it's an action movie. It might be full of action.
I'm just joking.
I know. You know what I'm saying? Just reach out your collar and pull that damn stripe off your shirt.
Yeah.
No. The reason why I said that,
you got demoted to private. You are now a private.
You tried to kill me early because you know what? Because your 49ers lost. But we're going to leave that alone. But,
what? Wait a minute. Hold on. Why every time you get backed up into the wall, you want to bring up football? I'm pretty sure Lexi is a Bronco fan.
I am not.
Oh,
you're not a Bronco fan.
You're from Denver and not a Bronco fan.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What fan are you?
I don't even want to go. I'm a Patriots fan.
You know what? I'd rather you be a Patriots fan than a Cowboys fan. That's the only thing I think.
Oh, no,
or a 49ers fan.
I get so much shit for it.
I'm the only one on here with the Cowboys, me and JoJo. What confetti? We need the Cowboys. Go, Cowboys!
Whatever, man. Well, look, check this out, man. We get ready to get into Sexy Lexi's last song. Look, and then, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to talk some shit after this, we can talk as much shit as you want to because I am so tired of y'all thinking that. Never mind. Sexy Lexi, if y'all want to, man, y'all call in, man. Chime in. 323-642-1597. True West, motherfucking radio, West Coast Wednesday with Sexy Lexi and all these whack-ass Cowboy fans. Let me tell you, let me say this one thing. The name of the song It's basically what the Cowboys go get. It's called Swerve. Let's go.
Oh, that's what the 49ers did. They swerved
a lot. I put my hand up on my hip and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I crisscross about the wrist and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I dip, dip and then I dip and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve. Wait a minute, that's your chick? Man, I swerve, I swerve, I swerve. I put my hand up on my hip, then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I crisscross about the wrist and then I swerve. I
always swerve, and if I'm sleeping, maybe it's the weed. Got albums out here tripping, but I know I'm a different breed. I'm never out here flipping, I move at a certain speed, and that's the way I remain a boss. I follow, you lead, grab a switch to sweet. I'm rolling me up some trees, thinking about a way to put the team on really succeed. Cause the cash is talking dollars, nigga, I really need, and that's the reason why. When you play a beat, nigga, I beat. Been hungry, y'all been sleeping on me, I'm pillow snatching. Yep. You going to sleep, make sure your door's locked and your window's latching. Yep. I'm here to wake them up. I got my hands around their neck like Homer does Bart Simpson. You know I shake them up. I'm never waiting up, holding up, never stopping. Every time a nigga sat down, I gotta get it popping. I bet you wanna be the one that's gonna swerve, but I know you jockeying. Cause sexy Lexi swerving this shit, I'm swerving too. Not ready for whatever you wanna try to get a swerve like us, but I know that you can do it like me.
I put my hand up on my hip and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I crisscross about the wrist and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I dip, dip and then I dip and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve. Wait a minute, that's your chick? Man, I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I put my hand up on my hip, then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I talk about the wrist and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I dip, dip, then I dip and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve. Wait a minute, that's your chick? Man, I swerve, I swerve, I swerve. Step up in the club, daddy serving. All up in your girl, she starts to swerve. Ain't gotta say a word, cause that's what a boss do. So you should see me, she's ready to double cross you. Stepping on my own, that's what some dogs do. But you can have a bag, stop my promise. You don't even need the knife. Show you what I'm going to. My Tyson on the mic, dropping bombs on you. Thinking this is tight, so swerve what you're going to. Hit it from the right to the left to the right. Wait a minute, that's a chick, let me swerve them, we all through. Then pass it to the homie, and this is what you're going to. Stepping in like I'm Von Miller. Yeah, I don't play no games, boy. The industry don't fuck with me. You better watch your aim, boy. I got real goons to the left of me. Stay strapped, get the best of me. Up a chick that ain't me, take her home, yeah, probably, one night, that's all me, pass it to my homie, put my hands up to my ears and told her, don't call me, put my hands up on my hip and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I crisscross about the wrist and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I dip, dip and then I dip and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, wait a minute, that's your chick, man, I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I put my hand up on my hip and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve, I crisscross about the wrist and then I swerve, I swerve, I swerve.
Put you on the cover of a magazine where you deserve to be. Pick a place envisioning you dancing with me. You're so sexy to me. I'm envisioning you dancing with me. You're so sexy to me.
Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W. W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Will I dash on niggas once I mash these figures? I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle, drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus, a BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rockin' the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? Is the back in the front when you bump this shit? I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit, always. Though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail. Raise hell until I get my mail. Will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking Indo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 back 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga, when we coming for you. We hit the house of blue, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal, put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, baby inside his belly, nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you, crazy? Niggas pitching all sides in front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, 2 apocalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fucked the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But it's my dick. Bad boy, you the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never let me fall. Me, Tupac, that's all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Bye, True West Radio. We back up in the building. You know what I'm saying? We still got time. We got about 33 more minutes. So if you guys want to call in, man, give us a call. You know, give us a call. So, we, you know, y'all want to talk about something. Y'all want to get in with something. We got the lady of the evening and night. You know what I'm saying? Say, Lexi. You know, but for some reason, my claps ain't working tonight. We used to clap it up for you, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got DJ Have Love up in the building. We be... And just a little ago, I don't know where Foxy went. Foxy just bounced. She's just like, fuck y'all. You know what I mean?
And I think that was her after a while, but she never did say her name, and I don't want to call people the wrong name.
I mean, Yeah, I know. That was my bad. I said, I was trying to wait and see if she was going to say something. She was like, I miss y'all.
Oh, nah, but she had, we was all fun and game, but she took that serious. So, obviously, it got to be some truth to it.
Right. Well, I text her.
We ain't the truth for nothing. We ain't the truth for nothing. You know what I mean? We joke, we play, we have fun. At the end of the day, it's all about the show.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. I see that Tracy Lacey's still there, but I don't hear. You there? Oh, well. Yeah, I mean, she in here. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she had to go and, you know, go to potty or something. You know, I don't know. But anyway. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a potty break. I'm going to have to go to, I call it waterworks. You know how I do it. I'm going to have to go to waterworks in a minute. Say what, sweetie?
Then
I mean,
we finally got
tired of
hanging out and me and yelling over each other.
But, you know, I don't know. You know, it's different with, because see, if I ever hear a girl say I got to go to the pissery, it's going to be, I'm going to fall the fuck out laughing.
Hey, I'm about to go over here and use the pissery.
I'm going to the pissery, you know what I'm saying? I will fucking fall out.
You better
so stop. Most of the time, women, they just get up and they just roll up out the situation and they just go on and get they go to the bathroom.
Right.
Right away, pass gas and come back.
And then, you know, women be like, I need to go to the ladies' room. Okay.
I want these women, especially if they listening still, get some education about the music industry and stuff like that. Learn about publishing, learn about percentages and so forth, and how much you get for writing, and the fact that like even the person who writes the hook, they say we are the song writer and little stuff like that. That's important for women to know. I want women to go to that type of stuff to all the people that's actually listening. Because, you know, we talk amongst each other, but people are listening to this show. So to the women that's listening or to the men that's listening, and you see that your sister or your cousin or your niece, she into this and she real good at it, show her how to do it for real. Show her how to buy her name. Show her how to register her songs and all that kind of stuff. Hell, show her how to make a beat.
Right.
That's what I'm going to learn.
Right on.
You know, it's interesting that you said that because, you know, I got one of my boys, his name is Israel Porter. And Iz is tight as fuck. I call him Iz. And, you know, he's been calling me for the last few days trying to, you know, actually get, you know, educated about some of the things that he's trying to do. And the thing that I could tell a whole lot of y'all motherfuckers, this internet shit is not going to be the thing that's getting ready to get you over the top.
Yeah.
Because anything that you do, you only got 1% chance of making it off of the internet. Even if you went out there in the streets, you only got 1% chance of making it. But your percentages get higher when you promote yourself. And it's sometimes it's hard to do when people don't have no money. You know what I mean? So what I told Iz, I said, you know what I do? Every time I go to the store, they be having these little boards outside, or anywhere I'm at, they got boards outside. You know what I do? I put fucking
business cards or flyers on their goddamn board. I don't give a fuck where I'm at. Because wherever I'm at, I either got business cards or I got some fucking, you know, something that people could come and contact me. You know what I mean?
Like,
and a lot of
what I've been seeing all the time that I've been doing this, especially the way that the game is going into 2022, this shit is like a bougie peanut butter sandwich. You gotta cut all the crust off. You gotta promote yourself and get in contact and get out there on stage. If you do gotta do shit on
the I'm eating my motherfucking crust. You talking about take some crust off a peanut butter sandwich? I'm eating my crust. What are you talking about?
But hey, that's how you register your songs now, and that's how you sell albums now is online. So that's important too. You gotta cut all the corners now. But a lot of people think that because you gotta do all the business online, that you don't have to do anything hand to hand. You do. You gotta do all that shit that you think that's important.
You know what? And it's just the same way I told this cat. I told Ian. This, you know what? Some people be at the right place at the right time with the right people in order for them to make it. Everybody ain't gonna make it. Do you know how many motherfuckers is actually online trying to sell their music right now? And how many people gonna actually come up?
That's where you sell it at.
1%. 1% out of billions. I don't even know the fucking looking at it and see who, I mean, how many people in the world, but it seems like half of the goddamn children and half of the people under 20 and over is doing the same thing. How many people do you really think is going to make it? I don't care how tight they are, the thing about it is, and once again, I tell you what I told my boy is. I said, first of all, and I told y'all this 1,000 times. This is going to be 1,001. Nobody don't give a fuck about what you talking about. They love that beat and they love that hook. Your words don't mean a motherfucking thing. They learn the words like way later. I'm about to fuck this nigga up. And the beat is banging. And I'm saying, I'm about to fuck this nigga up. Nigga, they ain't gonna remember that easier than they gonna remember the lines that you saying in your song. It's gonna be the beat and what the fuck your hook is talking about. Okay, so now you go all the way back and start mixing this whole pot up. Folks who think they got a tight-ass song that they singing or rapping or whatever, that doesn't mean nothing. They ain't going to learn that first. They going to know when that beat come on, I love that beat. Then when the hook come on, I love that hook. Y'all words don't mean a motherfucking thing. Right or wrong? When y'all know songs, y'all knew the hook before the song came on. Y'all knew when the beat came on. You knew what song it was. And you know when that hook come on, that must it. Then you got to sit up there and play the motherfucker 30 times in order for you to even remember some of the goddamn songs. The verses. I'm just saying.
Well, I would say yes, especially for kids or people who not really into music. But the older I got, I actually do listen to the words, and I have for a long ass time. But yes, that hook is what gets you in the beginning. And sometimes if you like the hook enough, then you can you know, you might deal with the clean version sometimes, but
it's the beat that gets you first. So whenever you get somebody, if you got the beat and you love the beat, and then you make the hook, that's why we call it the hook. Well, I mean, it's actually called the chorus. It's chorus when you sing it, and it's hook when you rap it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that...
And you don't. And one of the things is, too, that I know a lot of women should be listening tonight, you ain't got to sleep with a motherfucker to get ahead.
Hell no. Don't get sold on no fake dreams because he told you something to make you cream. But see, that's important too. You know, especially for all the young folk. You know, especially young females.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it out there as blunt as I can. Just because you give them some pussy don't mean you going to make it. That's the basic. I could get right to the point with that. But, you know, I never, any female artist that I dealt with, I never slept with. I never did anything. Even when I was single, even back in the NWA days, stuff like that. I wouldn't like me and 99. We was homies, you know what I mean? I turned her in something that she, I didn't think I was gonna turn her into, but she turned into that. You know, so the thing about it is, man, it's just, oh, damn, that go Buddha Ali down there. I didn't see him down there.
Buddha!
I got...
What's happening, y'all? 2S.
What up?
2S Radio in the building, man. I'm just listening to the show. Y'all coming with some good pointers tonight, man. Back on track. I'm like Scratch, man. You know, I agree with Scratch what he's saying, but sometimes we got to look at it, though. Sometimes them women that do the thing behind closed doors, they do make it to the charts pretty quickly. Some of them stay up there a long time because they have to travel through the chain of command. Some of them, you know, they get that little 1 to 10 on the chart that they through with.
But that's called when you fucking the motherfucker that's doing your music, now he's forced to put you as priority first.
Well, hey, let me say this too. Not that, you know, I'm heterosexual, I'm alpha male, but you know the game done got twisted. You know what I'm saying? The men doing what the women used to do, the men getting with the men to get to the motherfucking top of the motherfucking thing.
Hey, he real is $100,000 bill, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I seen Lil Nas X and Rocket Man motherfucking name?
Elton John.
Elton John. How they doing a commercial together?
No, hold on. First of all, we about to make a song. You hear me? We about to make a song, Scratch, when I come up here. Listen, I just thought about this shit. That nigga pissed me off when he did an interview about a week ago when this nigga said, fuck y'all kids. On a live interview.
What?
You got me fucked up.
What is
that? Yes, this nigga said that. This nigga said fuck on a live interview about a week ago. This nigga said fuck y'all kids. Like, to, you know what I mean? I forgot what they said to him exactly, but this nigga turned around in the interview on live was like fuck y'all kids. Like, you know, he was like, you know what I mean? If y'all don't like me, Nas X.
Listen. Well, listen to this. I want to tell you something. Whenever.
Hold on.
I mean,
Hold on. But see, this is the trip about the whole thing. They're not saying anything about him saying that, right? But as soon as the baby says something about gay, they want to start bullcocking this nigga. Like, you know what I mean? That shit ain't cool. This nigga can prance around and do the fuck he want to do, say what he want to, but the motherfucker say something about a gay person, now you want to boycott his fucking shows. That's some bullshit.
But you got to think about this. Hold on. You got to think about this. Go ahead, sweetie.
I was going to say, a lot of people are going to be mad at me for this, but I don't really give a damn about all the bullshit that he be doing. It's really just over my head, to be honest. And I know, boy, this people are going to be mad at me, but I don't like him because I feel like he not pretty enough to do all that shit that he be doing. I feel like they're dressing him like that maybe to make get attention or something like that, but he don't look feminine.
He not Dennis Rodman.
They don't know the how to dress him up. He don't look feminine.
Let me tell you something. To me, he do. The first thing that where you fucked up bad with me, I mean, I don't give a damn if he's gay or not. So that's not neither here nor there. When the motherfucker made them goddamn devil tennis shoes.
Yeah, I was through with his ass with that shit. I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? They talking about they got drops of blood in them and all that. That's when I was like, at first, I didn't give a fuck what you do. Now, nigga, you on a hit list with Tekashi.
Right.
Let's get him.
And, like, I mean, people can say what they want to say about my guard brother, but at least my guard brother pretty. This motherfucker is not pretty to me. I don't care how they dress him up. And that's the shit that get on my nerves the most. And that pregnant belly, it was just dumb. Nothing about it made sense to me. Whatever.
You already know Tekashi was number one on my hit list. That nigga is number two. You know, at least if anybody else is fucking around with the Illuminati or doing some kind of shady shit up in this goddamn business, they more quiet than them two motherfuckers. You know what I mean? I ain't got a third because I don't know what the third is, because the third motherfucker is always probably more quiet and secluded.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say this. I agree. This is what I'm going to say on that level there. You know, all rock stars, everything that dude doing, every rock star, heavy metal rock, everybody, all of them been through it but a few. Now, there is some devil worshipers in the game. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand the difference between devil worshipers and blood drinkers. Even though they read the same book of two different people, but they all in the business. Then you got the energy vampires. You know what I'm saying? But what this man doing, he making more money playing that role, because I really think he's playing that role. He making more money because everything is LBGT.
Because
everything, the gays run everything now. The gays, I'm going to be, come on with it. The gays, the Jews is running every fucking thing right now, other than the other organizations that's been over the stuff. Those are the highlights of the election, the vote, and everything. You know what I'm saying? The gays even did the Black Lives Matter, and they down there whipping. They're down there whipping Haitians down there in Texas now on horseback, taking us back to 1863.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if y'all see that.
They did it from us. I saw it because
of C-SPAN. No, it came on C-SPAN. Listen to me, Sweet Pea. It came on C-SPAN. Your Texas Senator Al Green got on there. He got on C-SPAN. He went into the U.S. Senate and told him. He had pictures of it. The man on horseback whipping the black children, men and women. He down there whipping them with a whip. And he told them, hey, even though they're from Haiti, he said, them are still our people. He said, y'all got a twist. He said, we're going to go back in slavery. He told Al Green, said this. Look at C-SPAN. He said, you got a twist. Yeah, he said, you got a twist. You think we're going to go back into slavery. You know, that's right there. They right down the road from you, ain't they? Huh?
All of them the same people. When they did the DNA test on them people, they was African too. So when I saw that shit, it was some bullshit.
Who that?
It really upset me.
I thought you Maurice.
In a major way. Mm-hmm. So that ain't cool.
Hey, you right. But let me tell you something, Sweet Pea. That, look here. Now, we ought to know they didn't come from Haiti, because if they come out of Haiti, they've been coming from Miami. We know they come out of South America, Chile, Brazil. You know, they come out that way. But let me tell you something. This is what they said this morning. They were talking to C-SPAN. They said it was 30,000 people, 30,000 black people under the underpass. Down there in, what's the name, the El Dorado, El Rero, D-Rero, where were they at?
I don't know. I'm telling you, they hiding the information.
They El Dorado.
There.
No, that's what I'm finna tell you. Listen to me. They said they went Del Rio, Texas. They were up on the underpass where they were sitting. Was an international spot, so that was a free zone for anybody in the world up under that underpass in the international zone. That's why they went there. So they really could have been touched, but they only said, look here, they said they scanned 2,000 people, and they took the majority of them back.
Bro, let me tell you something. Just because you black in skin don't make you actually black. That's the first thing. All of them people over there, they was coming from the Dominican Republic, et cetera, et cetera. They got dark skin. We can call them black because they black. But if I say, what's up, homie? And they say, oh, come on. You ain't going to know what the fuck they talking about.
Damn, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm telling you,
it's not about, the thing about it, it's about everybody come to America to get a better life. But then we got people like us and some other, that bitch about being in America. Oh, damn, the taxes too high. Oh, damn, these motherfuckers doing this. Oh, these racist motherfuckers. But you see, you got millions of motherfuckers just trying to come over here to have a better life. And most of the time when they come over here, they will have a better life because a gang of us black motherfuckers can't stick together in order to make us have a better life. We in a place with a better life at.
That's why I'm just going to say this. And I know, that's why I'm going to tell you, I got on the interstate. I seen so many trucks carrying trailers. And I know they didn't have no cattle in them trailers. I said, I bet they transporting them niggas from Haiti into Arkansas, into Oklahoma. In the news, there's 30,000 people gonna disappear in 48 hours.
Them motherfuckers will
appreciate. And they only scared 2,000 people.
They will appreciate being over here, but in reality, we can't even appreciate us being over here.
Well, I don't think I disagree with you on scratching.
Let me jump on that. because it ain't nothing to appreciate. If we are victims of descendants of human trafficking victims, and if they treated us, if they treated us like they treat the other immigrants, because we are immigrants, and they gave us the same benefits that they give the other immigrants, we wouldn't have had this conversation.
We've been up here all our fucking lives. But guess what? But listen to what I'm saying. But guess what? You can't get a group of black motherfuckers to get together and be something that can make a goddamn
difference. I agree. But look here, Stratton. Let me say this. I agree with you. All that facts. We know that. But let me say this. I'm like Sweet Pea. You know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of us, we're all here. Like Malcolm X said, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. So us black Indians, us black people, us Moors, okay, let's go way back to Moors colony where we started at before slaves. We were Moors. We ran America. We had the black president over here, everything. America is a part of Morocco. Morocco is part of Africa. We in West Morocco, better known as America. But let me say this. Only reason I felt uncomfortable was this man was whooping this black man. I don't care if he's Chinese black, white black. This man was whooping this man just like 1860-something. And after whipping him in front of everybody, chasing them, they were lassoing niggas.
See, check this out.
You hear me? They lassoing niggas. Now, come on, man.
Because I have been here all my life, but I know where I come from. People are Moors, people are Indians and that stuff, and I have a lot of different backgrounds, but I know for a fact that I came from Africa because a lady who's from Africa, she traced herself all the way to my family. So I know exactly
everything
where I come from.
Right.
You know,
so that's why when I saw it, it hit me off. Because I know I got some of the same genetic connections to them, truly. You know what I'm saying? Because when you catch my DNA, y'all know what I look like. I'm going to come up more African than anything.
I'm focused on the man with the whip. I'm like Chuck D.
Listen,
can't trust it. I'm focused on the man with the whip. I seen that man whip that man.
I
was through.
All right. The thing about it is, bro, it's all you. It ain't nothing that. Right now, unless motherfuckers get together and try to make something different, there ain't a motherfucking thing we could do about the past.
Listen, bro.
Ain't nothing you could do about the past. What the fuck can you do about the past? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. You can't do nothing about the past. The only thing you could do is something for the future. Everybody bitch about the past. Everybody bitch about shit. I was in the past before y'all was in the past. I'm not bitching about the past because there's nothing I could do about that.
Now,
if you got a time machine. If you got a time machine, what do you mean?
You're not listening. You didn't listen. She said the past, but they're talking about 5 days ago.
They had it on the news one time, and they didn't show it no more. And I'll be watching C-SPAN. C-SPAN going to bring everything from the Capitol to TV. You're going to be right there in the vote and everything.
If it's the future past a couple of days ago, it might be something you could do about it. If some people could do about it. If it happened recently, yes. But how's it going to happen? The Black Lives Matter motherfuckers don't matter.
Oh, they weren't even down. That's what even the white man said at C-SPAN in the Senate today. He said, the white man even said that. Where's Black Lives Matter? Where the Democratic Party? Why they ain't down now protecting these people? That's what the man said is on C-SPAN.
If I made Black Lives Don't Matter, I don't give a fuck what happened. We'll be so deep every time, even if a black motherfucker kill a black motherfucker. Guess what? Black lives matter.
This is the
same though.
This is the fucking point. I'm telling y'all, I'm in Texas. I'm down the street from where it happened at. They on the internet looking for people who can speak the language that Haitian people speak here, but it ain't been on the news. They haven't said why. I look at the news every damn day. I got a news app on my phone because of all my allergies and all that other shit. So I constantly look at news. It ain't been on the news. It was here. It happened here. They hit niggas with like motherfucking cows in 2021.
Turn them up, chasing them, and lasso with nigga men, women, and
they
children.
Motherfucking babies, the babies.
Come on now.
But check this out. Hold on, 1 second. We probably gonna go some after hours. Y'all probably too late to call in. 323-642-1597. Motherfucking True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back on Friday. We got a couple of people coming through on Friday. You know what I'm saying? But that's what, if y'all want to be on the after hours, y'all got to call in early. You know what I mean? So, you know, we probably going to get in depth with a couple of more things. Because, shit, I need some rest around this motherfucker, boy. I think I got luggage up under my eyes. But anyway, we gonna get deep into it. I know you guys ain't about to be able to call in because we only got about 15 seconds left. So we'll see you on Friday, you know what I'm saying? Friday, True West Radio. We in this bitch, and we about to be out this bitch. In 3, 2, 1, bye-bye. All right, they're gone.
Okay, now some of the people now this is what they said on C-SPAN today. Now today they had a picture. You know how they cover shit up. Today they had a picture on there. It was a cowboy. One of the border patrol got off the horse, talking to the little boy, trying to hand him a teddy bear and shit. Man, y'all go with that bullshit, man. We already seen the last 5 days what y'all was doing to the people down there.
Right.
Now they all up there. Yeah, you know, they try to come on with it. No, we're not messing. So what they did was,
they took the horses.
Listen to me, Sweet Pea. They took some of the horses from them riders on the border. So now you go whip a nigga, they're going to be standing toe-to-toe with you when you whip them this time. They'll be hiding there on no 8-foot horse, striking down with a bull ding-a-ling wrapped in leather. You ain't gonna be able to do that toe to toe. Them Haitians ain't doing. They gonna fuck around and cut a spell on them motherfuckers down there. You watch and see.
You know, though, you know what? I'm gonna tell you. If we was Haitians, man, sometimes the punishment that you would take from them dirty ass bastards is getting ready to be just as worse as you would take. Being
it's,
back in your country.
It's like this, though, Scrap. Y'all must have seen, if you seen the footage, you probably go with another way to understand
it. I've seen it, so I don't lie. It's not like I haven't seen it. It's not like I'm saying that's what they supposed to do. You know what I mean? You got people that's desperate. Do you know if I get desperate on any motherfucking thing, how bad it's going to be for the person I'm being desperate toward?
Well, he got a kick out of it. You can see it when he whipped that whip back. You can see him. I can't believe I get to whip this nigga in 2021. And he started whipping him. You can see it.
That's what you call when you take an abuse of your authority. I ain't got no motherfucking authority. You ain't got no authority. That's them motherfuckers. That's them. And of course, they said that, you know, the motherfuckers going to pay a price for that. Okay, if they do, if they don't. The whole thing is a fucked up thing, but we can't do nothing about it. What, you want to go out there and let's see if we can stop the motherfuckers from doing that?
They just scared everybody out.
You want to roll down there and see if we can stop them motherfuckers so they can go on and whoop us with the
no,
same fucking
but
thing.
I
want to
see more.
I'm
going to
tell you, if I stay in Texas, I'm going to be down there.
More pieces of the Cowboys hitting them with the whip than the Cowboy giving him the teddy bear. Because now they trying to clean up the media. That's what you call that shit. When you see
what the
more
fuck?
Pictures of the Grizzlies than the
Bears. Holy fuck can we do? What can we do but sit up here and get mad and
protest.
Talk about it?
Protest.
What can we do?
Spread
I'm mad, too. Paper. I'm mad, too. I don't want to see that shit, but goddamn, what the fuck can we actually do?
Talk about it, because that's going to make something be done about it. If done about it, say shit about it, ain't nothing going to happen. Duh.
Once again, I go all the way back to saying, see, now we had enough motherfucking black people or just people together to make something happen, we can't. But we ain't got that.
It was enough black people on the underpass to make some shit go off. But the
that's
mind
the people
state,
that's trying to get over here.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just saying, they couldn't
the people
up
trying to
right
get
there.
Over here. I
they
guarantee you.
Right there.
I guarantee fucking to you, if the shoe was on the other foot and we the ones standing over here trying to get to America, please let us get to America. Man, that shit is, we'll never know what that shit feel like, my nigga. Never. We'll never know coming from a fucking poverty-struck country. And I traveled all these fucking miles, probably with a backpack and some goddamn bags. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get over to fucking tranquility. You will never know what that fucking feel like. I would never know what it feel like. But I could imagine what it feels like. I could imagine what that feel like when motherfuckers is trying to get to freedom. It's almost like all these motherfuckers are like slaves. Back in the day, Underground Railroad, all that stuff. Slaves trying to get, they still in America, and they trying to get to freedom.
That's why I feel a whole way about this shit. Because, that's what I've been telling you for the last 15 minutes. It might not be nobody else. But I know for a fact that them slaves is me because on one side of my family was sharecroppers. You know who sharecroppers
okay.
is.
Okay,
I and know all
side
that.
Had a woman from Africa trace herself straight back. So and she found us looking for somebody else. And the paperwork got burnt up or whatever, but the shit was shocking to me.
It was. It's like this. They decoded. I'm glad you brought that up. They decoded all that about the Civil War. That goes back to we were already here. We were here before. A few of us come from Africa, but we all from Africa. We know that. We all descendants from the motherland. But we were been over here for years and years. But here goes the deal about the sheriff. The whole Civil War deal was, it wasn't about freeing the slaves. It was that the white settlers was coming over here taking the black folks' stuff. And all the people that are sharecroppers actually own the land where they were working at. The white folks had took them prisoner on their own land. That's why you got Oklahoma was all the building. You got, what's that down there in Texas? Slocum, Texas Massacre. You got all the massacres. And a lot of cities were covered up underwater. We got cities that were covered, black cities that were covered up underwater with rivers and man-made lakes. There used to be villages and cities that where black people lived. All this happened in the Civil War. Wasn't recorded, but the documents are showing up now. Because we're in the information era right now. So check this out. So the whole Civil War and the Civil Rights Bill was for blacks and white folks to work together on one accord,
All the reason they put that bill together so the white folks can get all the money that we make, because we spend everything we feel anyway, and we spend everything with everybody else anyway but ourselves, like you say. That civil rights bill is what that's about. That's what the civil rights war was about. So Martin Luther King got to speak about it again.
Buddha.
And they killed him when he finna tell him what was going on.
Buddha, we talking about what the fuck can anybody do to change it now? The history lesson, I know. You speak it to the choir.
Well, you got to remember that you passed to get to the people. Ain't nobody on here but us.
Ain't nobody listening no more. It's just us.
I know. I'm breaking it down.
It's good to be broke down, but the whole thing about it is everybody mad about a situation, but ain't nobody got no goddamn solution to try to make it better.
Oh, it's just like this. When they went to, the
solution is to put that shit on blast. Don't be quiet. Don't just shut the fuck up and sit back and listen and pout and listen to shit.
How many motherfuckers we got to do that? More than us.
Well, I guess when they whip another nigga, you going to make a rap song. I guarantee that. Then they're going to try to whip somebody else.
You better know it. It's not enough of mad motherfuckers about the situation to make something change. That's the whole thing I keep on trying to tell y'all. It's not about I'm not disagreeing with y'all. I'm not disagreeing with y'all at all. But let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5 motherfuckers on a goddamn radio station ain't getting ready to change it. It take a whole lot more of black motherfuckers and any other motherfucker to actually sit up there and feel the same way we feel.
Well, you know, you ain't gonna administrate the five. It's 12 people running the world right now. And it's 100 families that rule the whole world. But it's 12 people running the United States right now.
We ain't none of them. Because those motherfuckers got money. We ain't got no goddamn money. You know what I'm saying?
They got money and mind control.
The thing about it, I mean, mind control goes a whole different ways, and I don't even want to go into
that. Well, that's how they getting the money. That's how they getting the money through the mind control.
Mind control is real fucked up with a whole lot of people right now. But the whole
This whip situation, that's mind control. We sit back and say, okay, well, that nigga's from Haiti, that nigga's from Yugoslavia, he ain't a real nigga, he ain't an American nigga, or he ain't from, you know, he really African, he ain't no African American. You know, that ain't the point. Like Al Green said, man, we not going to start this whipping niggas, chasing niggas on horseback. I don't get damn what nationality.
Buddha, do something about it. Do something about it.
Oh, all right, my time coming.
Do something about it. Get motherfuckers together to make something happen to where you can do something about it. Right now, it's just talk and irritation.
I'm going to pick you up on my way,
doing it.
You hear me?
Motherfuckers
I'm gonna
is
come
mad
pick you
because
up.
It's happening. Motherfuckers is mad because it's happening, but ain't enough motherfuckers together to make something happen to make it stop. Ain't enough motherfuckers to do it. Because motherfuckers get mad. Oh, man, I can't believe they doing this shit. Okay. Go out there by your goddamn self. Get a couple of motherfuckers to go and try to go with you and see if it's something that you can do to make it better. We can't do that. We cannot do that. So the only thing that you going to be, Sweepy going to be, I'm going to be, and whoever else is going to be is just mad. Because we ain't getting ready to make that move. Because we can't. Because we fucking can't. Now, say for instance, if I had $1 billion, I could make a billion motherfuckers move. If you had $1 billion,
you
could make $1 billion.
Disagree, because awareness is the best way to make shit happen. That's all I got to say about it. It ain't nobody talking about it.
And that's just one. We don't know what's really happening. That's just incident recorded. It's all kinds of shit to be going on. Wait, you know, that's why I look at it. Prior to what we've seen, you know, we ought to know they had the Mexican children in cages down there. Fleetwood did a movie on that where they had the children in cages down there.
Mm-hmm.
We know
Fleetwood
that.
Did a whole, he went down there and did a movie on it. Fleetwood went from Arizona down and made a movie on it. A short
Those
film. It's
things,
pretty good.
You and you know what it was? The nigga moved on down there and did it. Now, whatever y'all irritated about, go down there and do something about it.
Well, everybody gone now. If I lived in Texas, I'd have been down there. I've been down there by lunchtime. I've been pulling up on them folks.
That's the whole point I keep saying. Nobody in Texas even knew that shit happened. I found out from Chris fucking Brown, dog. Chris Brown. Can you believe that shit? Chris Brown. Not the news app on my phone. Not the news that I look through every goddamn day, all the articles I read. Chris motherfucking Brown on Instagram. That's some bullshit.
But that's the whole
thing. Well, at least
thing.
He were aware. He were aware. See, that's down there with the stretching them at around Yahweh. That's where, I mean, they probably down there. They probably in Houston now. I called my partner. And he said he gonna be looking at, you know, he's staying in Sugar Land. He said he gonna be looking out. If he can help any one of them, he said he gonna help them out. He said he gonna do it where he get in trouble, but he gonna make sure ain't nobody whooping on that guy something eating drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, like
he gonna make sure they get their proper get treated properly. He said, but he like Scratch saying, we can't go down there with guns, 32 clips. And just nut up anybody with, you know, that look like they in cahoots with the shit, you know. But,
okay.
Like my girl say, awareness is everything. Because we can go to sleep and tomorrow they'll be chasing kids down the road.
How many motherfuckers do you think that you can make aware? You know, it's a whole lot of other things that's happening that's worse than this. It's worse than this. So, that right there, it's a fucked up situation. It's people like us that focus on that. But it's a whole lot more worse shit that's happening on our side of this goddamn border than anything else.
Well, the nation, they speak French, they speak Spanish.
This thing is fucked up. Shit is fucked up everywhere because you know what? You don't have people, all the motherfuckers who got the money, them motherfuckers ain't willing to try to do anything to help what they should be putting their money towards.
I don't know. I got to salute Fat Joe when Puerto Rico went down. He sent like 3 or 4 planes over there.
Of course.
Full of supplies.
That's what you do, but look how many rich
yeah.
motherfuckers in America who don't do that. And we American.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We American, so, you know, of course, you got people like, shit, if fucking Canada start getting fucked up, guess what Drake gonna do? That's what Drake is from. He's a Canadian.
We need you people. You know, the American natives will need you. A Niger.
Okay.
A Niger.
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about Drake.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this nigga got a whole goddamn country. So people be, because I don't like Drake. I never have, I never will. But Drake got a whole country. And he got the United States. That's why that nigga making so much motherfucking money. You know what I mean? So you got people that take care of this. We got a whole America with a whole lot of rich motherfuckers that ain't going to do nothing for no nobody but them fuckers held and these little fucking things that they say, well, let me give $1 million to this, let me give $1 million to that. There's a whole lot of other things you could be given $1 million to. And these people that's trying to cross the border and get over here, man, I can't knock them motherfuckers, all the motherfuckers that them fucking punk-ass motherfuckers is whooping on them, fuck them. But they trying to come to the, this is the promised land. Why the fuck you think everybody trying to get to the United States? It's a land of opportunity. And then motherfuckers get mad and say, oh, well, all these motherfuckers came over here and took our jobs. Then that's going to be a whole nother fucking thing that people got to go through. Because they willing to work for cheaper than what niggas would. Niggas say, all right, well, man, check this out, man. Do this and do that, and I'm going to give you minimum wage. You be like, man, fuck that. I ain't taking no minimum wage. But you get one of them motherfuckers, they come, oh, minimum wage, fuck it, I'm taking it.
They'll take that $3.75.
They're going to do it. And then niggas start getting mad because they taking our job. Not because your motherfucking ass won't like $13, $15, $20 an hour. Them motherfuckers don't give a fuck for working for none. All this shit is fucked up, bro.
They show that sharecropper back in the floor that she was making a dollar. She was making a dollar a day. Had 9 kids. And they own the land, but the white folks had deed to the land. So they were working for the white folk on their own land.
But
they copped the deed in the Civil War.
The motherfuckers didn't give a fuck about working for that dollar. That's the thing about niggas. That's the thing about when you sit around and everybody be talking about black folk and this, that, and the other. We black. When motherfuckers, I keep on saying it, when a motherfucker see 18 Mexicans in the car, they making it a joke. No, they trying to get what they going to do to make their money, and then they all live in this one-ass house. Motherfuckers on the floor, the goddamn bed, the couches, whoop the whoop. They building money. Black niggas can't get together and build money.
Hey, you're right. I'm going to tell you, my partner Jamaican Jack, he was Jamaican. He stayed with the Mexicans. He talked Spanish and Jamaican. Well, you know, Jamaican is a dialect.
I know,
English.
I got family from Jamaica.
Yeah, so, but he stayed with the Mexican. He would stay with the Mexican. The Mexican brought him in. He said, man, I eat good over there. He said, we chip in every time. Everybody from the eat, everybody from the drink, everybody from take a bath, everybody from get their clothes washed. He said, I probably spend about $30 the whole week. I got plenty of drink, got plenty of E&J and milk, because that's what he drank, E&J, he mixed with milk.
And see, those are the things that make everybody else different than black folks, because we all think that we need to have something bigger than everybody else. Like I say, niggas say, well, yeah, I pay you $10 an hour, but you think that you should want 15. That's black motherfuckers. And I'm about to give you 10. No, I need 15. I can't do it. All right, 12.50. Nope, 15 or nothing. Them motherfuckers would turn down a job. Motherfucking essays, any foreigner motherfucker that's, especially if they new to the United States, them motherfuckers would take motherfuckers, you pay their ass $6 an hour. Them motherfuckers would be like, all right. Everybody wants something. You know, thinking that whatever the fuck, now, if you skilled at what the fuck you do, fuck yeah, I want 15. Fuck yeah, I want 20. You know what I'm saying? I do floors, but right now, boy, if a motherfucker call and tell me to do a floor, if I'm getting less than motherfucking $30 an hour, I ain't doing it. Nigga, I say, I need you to do these floors. I'll give you $30 an hour. I'll be there in the morning. But I'm skilled in what the fuck I do. So, I mean, but everybody wants more than what they actually work. But the foreigners come over here and they start doing shit. They make a gang of money and they start building businesses. And they have a, oh, man, fuck the Mexicans.
I'm listening, y'all.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
And walk in the living room.
Yeah, I'm just...
No, I feel you, though, Scrap, but I'm like, Sweet Creek, you got to stay aware on this shit. I can't... That shit bothered me for about 3 days. I couldn't get no rest out there.
Well, what can you do? That's the only thing I can say. I mean, my old thing is I always say is better pissed off than pissed on.
Hello.
So, I mean, why... It's nothing, if it's something that you can do, make it happen. If it's nothing you can do, you're just going to be pissed off. That's all. That's the only thing you could do. I was pissed off, but what the fuck can you do? You know what I'm saying?
I don't appreciate that they tried to hide it at all. That made me feel like they was not going to hold these people accountable. I want to see them on TV and know what they going to do to them, how they got these motherfuckers all over the thing for a PPP loan. I want to know about this, how they reporting on them. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's what they, that's what I feel, they said it on my damn phone. They said they give me all the motherfuckers accountable for that shit.
Yeah, they said on C-SPAN they had already took the horses from them. That's what the man, the border patrol is complaining. Everybody talking about, we whipping people down here. They don't understand. We got to go 10, 15, 20 miles. Now we got to walk. But we got to ride bikes. We can't ride on horses because they say we whipping people down here. They talking about, I don't think that's fair. That's one of the Border Patrol. Y'all watch C-SPAN every morning. Y'all cut on C-SPAN. Y'all, the C-SPAN will bring it to you
all
night. I
watch all kind of news every morning. I watch all kind of shit. That's what
I'm talking about. C-SPAN going to bring you the cut. They going to bring it to you raw. It ain't going to be, you going to get it, C-SPAN going to get it before CNN. NBC, MES, all that shit.
I got something called breaking news.
Google.
Oh, C-SPAN
will
get it before them, too.
I got breaking news.
They get it before C-SPAN. C-SPAN get it before breaking news. I'm trying to tell you.
I get, my breaking news, as soon as something happens, that motherfucker pop up on my phone.
Even
if it's from CNN, if it's CNN stimulus checks, motherfucker, everything. When that shit break on CNN, I can look on that motherfucker and say, go to CNN right now. Then
that's
I can
good.
Go to
CNN. Let me
tell you about
that, too. I'm
telling
you, C-SPAN,
they trying to make me pay back all the unemployment money.
Well,
and I'm trying to figure out how, if I was unemployed, the whole goddamn time. I went from having two jobs to having no jobs. And now I got two more jobs. So how the hell do I owe y'all money? And y'all been taking money from me every year since I was 19. Y'all get y'all out of all the paychecks. And y'all told me that it wasn't even no money left. Then they kept trying to send me stuff to ask me to reapply because something had came through, I guess. But by that time, I had found the job, and they told me I didn't have to reply to nothing. So because I didn't reply, now they're saying I owe them money.
Well, I mean, I don't know how it is in Texas, but, you know, in Cali, I know that it was a whole lot of people that did, like, they did a whole lot of fraudulent shit out here. You know what I'm saying? It was people that was in prison getting unemployment checks, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm going to have to write them and tell them I know what the discrepancy is, but instead of them talking to me and correcting this like they got sense, they keep telling me they don't need nothing. The discrepancy is half of my paperwork got my mom address on it, and half of it got the paperwork to this apartment. And that's because for that whole year and a half, I didn't work at all. So I sent things to my mailbox because there's no key on my mailbox. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like to use it. But if I'm going to be at home every day, I stay right across from the mailbox. I see him when he comes. So I switched my address so that I could get the paperwork on time. And that's the only discrepancy. And I don't know why they can't figure that out, and they want to harass the hell out of me. It's dumb as hell. And the worst thing about it is this apartment and that house is in the same person's name.
Well, you know,
and she wasn't unemployed. I was.
It's crazy because what happens is when the people that's handling the paperwork take their job too serious and make it seem like that, it's they fucking money.
Yeah.
You ain't giving me no money. Shit. Just go on it. Ah, well, I gotta go by the book, so I gotta do what, you know, but you know, some people they fraudulent. I mean, like I say, I don't know. Dallas and California.
No, you right. Because this pissed me off because let me tell y'all why it really made me blow my top, because I actually let them take taxes out of my unemployment, too, just like how they take their taxes out of my real job check. I signed for them to take taxes out of that, too. So I'm like, how the hell do I owe y'all money? How y'all figure this mess out? I want to know.
Well, I mean, that's the... That's life again.
So you ain't had nobody to take the... You need something. Now, go ahead, Bico. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. That's just life against the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how right you are, they always give out and try to pull out how wrong you are. They don't want that. Cause they feel like, you know, what I say is bond. And then no matter what, you have to fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight to get your damn money. They can always say, you owe me money. And I need my money right now. But if they find out, okay, we owe you money, it take a long time for you to get it.
Don't it?
Well, I'm going to say...
Go ahead.
I'm working right now. I've been working with this financial company. I'm a referral agent. They have the cases like that. They also do life, car insurance, house insurance, Wall Street, fast cash. They do all that. They sort of like Select Financial. You ever seen that commercial, Select Financial?
Not out here.
No.
They come on TV. It's called Select Financial. Well, this comes the same way. And I can give you a number. They could probably help you out if you need some help on this situation.
Okay, because I'm going to write them an appeal letter tomorrow and asked my boss to fax it because I didn't have a fax. But they said, see your appeal letter on or before the 30th, but I decided to wait till the 30th so they can't act like they lost it or something like that, and I'm going to send it twice. because I also kind of feel like maybe temporary workers was doing my file, and now they might got some people who trained or got real workers there, and I feel like they kind of trying to gaslight me just so they can go back and make sure they did everything right.
Well,
I know this woman is licensed in the state of Arkansas, but they have people in Texas that are licensed to cover stuff like this. So I just shoot you the number. You can call them tomorrow to tell them my name, and if you tell them what the problem is, they could they guide you with what you need.
Okay.
Well, you know, too, I'm going to tell you. You know, a lot of times people who got jobs really don't be doing their job.
Yeah, you know, I know. That's
why the motherfuckers just sitting there. They, I tell you, because I remember when I was younger, I was working in this. I went and got GR. Out here, there's GR. We got this GR to where, you know, you get a check, but then you got to go basically do some work at certain places in order for you to keep getting your GR check.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, just so happened, it was crazy. They assigned me to my auntie worked in the county office. And they assigned me to the county office. So when I walked in there, I seen my auntie. She was like, "What you doing here?" I said, "I'm on GR, so I got to come in here and work." So she was going, "Don't tell them that you know, I'm your auntie." I'm like, all right, cool.
Yes.
I went that motherfucker and was working. And you know what I seen the whole fucking day? All the women in there had these little TVs, and they was watching the goddamn soap operas.
Oh, man. I remember them days when TV used to have that little TV. I had a teacher like that.
They had all these little TVs and all the motherfuckers. They supposed to be working, but they looking at all the goddamn soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then one
day,
that's
the only time I would ever take a nap in school is when they would actually bring that thing out. And you know, the teacher tries to fire me up, man. The teacher tried to get me in trouble for not taking naps. I remember this shit when I was six years old. So my mama had to pull the teacher to the side because, like, I guess I was going to get in trouble or something. But my mama pulled to the side and told her that my daddy had sleeping problems. And she know that I was going to be like that and that I don't take naps. She's like, "I just keep going until I crash, basically." And I feel like that. Like, so, yeah.
Mm.
I ain't never been, like, a sleeper. But I always wanted to. I feel like my mind would be more refreshed. Or, like, I would be in a better mood if I slept more. But I just can't do it.
Well, I was so burnt with these motherfuckers. I was sitting around there going, "Oh, y'all motherfuckers sitting around?" Because my auntie called me in the office one day, in her office, because she was like a supervisor. That's why she didn't want to say, "Don't tell nobody you my nephew." And like, all right. I went in her office. I was like, "All these bitches on these things, they doing this sitting up there watching the goddamn soap operas and shit."
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "Yeah, I know. I know they out there doing that." I'm like, "Well, how the fuck they supposed to be working? You know what I mean? Y'all supposed to be working. Y'all ain't supposed to be watching no fucking soap operas." That shit was crazy as fuck. She said, I got all them bitches." But I remember I went up there. I went to go and get, you know, my shit. When I first went up there, I went up there to get my little, you know, come up and whatever. And I had a fresh Jerry curl. And, you know, I filled out the little application, whatever. And then the lady looked at my handwriting. She said, "You just got out." I say, well, what make you say that? I went out of jail. But she just thought that I just got out of jail. She said,
wow.
Oh, what a waste. She said, oh, what a waste. Because I got knee handwriting.
How
do
you think you just got out of jail? That sounds like discrimination, bitch. What the hell?
That's exactly what I said. I felt like that because, you know, I was like, what you mean? Like, she was like, what a waste. I had a fresh Jerry curl, so it, I guess she thought I just got out the pen.
God, bitch.
Yeah, man. So I told her about her, too. I told her about her, too. I say, oh, girl, up there at the front. And she was the main one watching all them damn soap operas when she supposed to be working. I say, when I got my hair done and, you know, she fucked around and asked me, you know, she looked at my handwriting. Oh, you got good handwriting. Then she shook her head and said, what a waste. I was like,
you
bitch. And then when I got in there and started working with my auntie, that was right there next to her, like, My auntie got her motherfucking ass rolled up and all kind of shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like people like that.
Well, I mean, if you can't look at a person and then actually look and see who they are, you know what I mean? Because, hell, I used to walk around with long-ass ponytails in my head, and I just walk down the street, and motherfuckers would move out the way, like, I ain't gonna walk on the side of the street with that nigga. I'd be like, damn,
hey,
I look that intimidating.
See, we try to discriminate on you so hard in general because, you know, people always assume that I'm so rude or whatever the case may be. And I am from the hood, straight up, but I'm literally the first person in my family who was born in Houston. So technically, I'm from the woods. I'm the first person in my whole immediate family that was born and raised in Houston. And my mom, the town's so small, my mom and dad was born at the same hospital and didn't even know each other like that until they started dating.
Yeah, you know, it's people that, you know, they fuck around and they judge people by looks, but it goes all the way back to what we was talking about earlier. What the fuck can we do? We can't do nothing. People gonna judge everybody. All them of us gonna do something to anybody, and there's nothing that we could do about it. It's just a, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know, take care of yourself ass type of shit. Look,
you know
out
what made me mad, though, that they tried to hide it, for real? Okay, that's why I went so deep with it about my background. It's because people still today, they act like we be lying about the way people treat us. Like, last week, okay, I was sitting down going into the building where I work at, and I just realized today people look at me weird because I got afro hair, and that's what they looking at. But the other day, it was a rock in my shoe. So I sat down to shake the rock out of my shoe, and a little white girl came up walking to go into the building, and she just looked like she was scared as hell. Like, she looked like she saw a homeless person sitting there in the dark or some shit. And then she realized I had on a logo shirt for one of the companies on the inside. And she went on by or whatever. Because I spoke to her, and I noticed she looked at me weird, like she didn't want to speak. Then she looked relieved. I'm like, she saw the logo on the back of my shirt. I'm like, this funky ass bitch. I won't be talking to her ass no more. So I walk past her every day when I see her. And she treat me like that with a logo on, with a company T-shirt on.
I told y'all, I think I told y'all the other day, I was walking to the store, and the first store right on the corner, they don't sell beer, so I got to walk down another, like, two blocks to get some beer. So when I was walking to the store, I walked past the first store. It's like a smoke shop. And this guy came out. And he was walking right next to me. He said, "You look like my grandpa."
Yeah.
I was going, well, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know as I look. He said, "Yeah, you seem hip as a motherfucker." I had on a shirt that had Snoop Dogg and Nipsey Hussle on it. And he was like, "You just look hip." I said, "Dude, I'm not as old as you think I am."
He said, he don't realize that Snoop Dogg is the same age as you.
Yeah, but see, you know when I walk around the neighborhood, I got my whole gray hair face on, and I got a cane, and I always walk with the cane. So he probably thought I was just a real old ass man. You know, I say, look, the police won't fuck with me. And then young niggas really don't fuck with me, but they don't know. They'll get fucked up. So he looked and he said, "So the cane is for niggas and dogs. I don't need this fucking cane." And he was like, "Oh, fuck, bro." He said, "I knew it was just something about you. You didn't seem like an old man." I said, "I'm not. This is my persona. This is my persona when I walk out."
No, when he get older, he going to do the same thing because he probably ain't got no dad or nothing like that really give him no game. He going to soak that up, and he going to remember that when he get older.
No, this cat is like, he was about, I know he was at least in his mid-20s or 30s. Then he got tattoos. He had a gold grill. He had fucking gold earrings and... He had a chain with a motherfucking AK on it. He came out the store, the first store when I was walking down there to get some beer, and he started talking to me. He was like, "Dude, you seem like you old, but you not. You got Nipsey and fucking Tupac on your shirt." I like, "Those are my niggas." And that nigga just started talking, you know. Then I'm like, "Dude, I'm not as old as you think I am, bro. I got a cane. I'm walking with the cane so I can fuck niggas up or fuck dogs up." But when everybody else see me, they think I'm an old ass man. Nigga, I be walking too fast to be that old shit. I be barely. Sometimes I be spinning the goddamn...
People don't be believing my age, and even though my hair white, I let it go white or whatever. And but my mama was mad, and I was talking to my mama, and she was like, I said something about my gray hair. She was like, "Oh, that don't mean shit." She was like, "Keisha, you done had gray hair your whole life." She was like, "It's damn near birthmark." She was like, "I think I seen the first gray hair in your head when you was 5 years old."
Face is gray, so I really...
It could be low iron, I read somewhere. And the last time somebody told me I was anemic. So, I don't know.
My daddy was gray when he was young. I'm gray, and my son getting gray, too. That motherfucker 34. You about to be 35. I said, it's genetic, man. Uh-oh. That don't look good.